Tested live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Yep, one of my favorite conversations on the show where we speak to entrepreneurs from all walks of life, regardless of where they might be based, to really zone into the growth of their business, their success, and tonight, the evolution of it. My guest tonight, Ubizo Ukuku Sithole, who joins us as the CEO of Glamping Adventures and Expo founder of the Glamping Expo. Kuku, welcome to the show.
Good evening, Gugu, and thank you so much for having me.
I am so excited to speak to you tonight. And I think for anyone who might have heard us off the air, they probably thought, Aibo, Kanti, Nyazana. Yes, because I've been able to witness your growth and your evolution as a business owner, essentially starting off with Glamping Adventures. So maybe for those who aren't familiar with your business in that aspect, just remind us about the wonders that you do, because you've won multiple awards in recognition of your efforts as an entrepreneur.
Thanks so much, Gugu. So I'm from Glamping Adventures, the founder of Glamping Adventures, founded in 2019, just before COVID, actually. And when we looked, we were looking at a business, you know, that is both sustainable, but also, you know, that will get as many people traveling. You know, we all know how beautiful, you know, South Africa is. You know, got all sorts of, you know, from the sea, you know, safari and all of that. So we were looking at ways to get more people to travel, and we thought, why not glamping? Because we don't do camping, you know, and also because of our history, most of us have camped in our dining rooms for the, you know, so no thanks. So we thought glamping would really appeal, you know, to people. So we started Glamping Adventures, where basically, you know, the guests arrive to everything that is fully set up. Yes. So you don't bring your tents. So glamping is basically for the people that love the outdoors, luxury, but do not want to get their hands dirty.
Me?
Yes. So when you get there, you just get shown to your tent and everything is there. Breakfast, lunches and dinner get taken to activities around the area. Mm. So it's really an immersive, you know, experience without you having to lift your finger. And don't worry about the creepy crawlies.
Yes.
You know, it's comfortable. You've got your creature comforts. So it's really the high end, you know, of boutique luxury camping.
I absolutely love it, because we've actually seen a large number of women follow through with actively participating in your glamping adventures and activities. And of course, just the evolution thereof of the business. As you mentioned, you started the business before the pandemic. The pandemic came and went. And now post the pandemic, not only is your business still in existence, but you've developed another arm to it. Scale. I like this side of business stories, because this speaks to the growth of your company. And this is how you're also establishing an expo. Tell us more about this.
For sure. And, you know, the idea of the expo actually came during COVID. You know, when things were quiet, then we sat there thinking, then, you know, after COVID, the show must go on. Mm-hmm. What must happen? So the focus was really on growing, you know, the brand Glamping Adventures. Mm-hmm. And then once everybody, you know, is familiar with the brand, we'll then, you know, introduce the expo. Because, you know, having done glamping for a couple of years, we realized that, you know, glamping really, you know, sits in the middle somewhere. Nobody really knows, you know, is it camping? Is it caravanning? Where does it fall?
Yeah.
But also, you know, the suppliers in the glamping value chain are scattered. We're all over. And we decided that we really wanted to bring the industry together.
Yes.
You know, the glamping together under one roof to chart the course, you know, the path for glamping as a subsector of the tourism sector. So it was really about, you know, getting all those great minds together, getting research as well, because the glamping itself, such a growing trend, you know, worldwide. And we lack a coordinated, you know, as a subsector.
Yes.
We lack coordination, so to say. So that is why we decided we need to come up with this expo and to get the value chain under one roof here.
I'm so glad you mentioned this, because I too have experienced glamping. I need to come and actually experience yours. Here's my commitment. It's happening.
You need to. I don't know why you haven't actually.
Right?
You know, the way you speak of glamping, it's just like, oh my gosh, I could just listen to you.
Because I love it. I love that Drakensberg is one of my favorite places in the world. And I know that you often have.
Oh, it's mine too.
Right? A beautiful setup there. And the reason why I say this, because you're quite right, coordinating a glamping experience is a lot of work. One of the first few glamping experiences I had is with a good friend of mine down in KZN, Amanda Mbongwa. And when you look at the intricacy of having the right tent, forecasting the weather, making sure there's a nice fire to keep everyone warm, the food, making sure that there's a nearby kitchen, ablution facilities, you know, the creepy crawlies that you need to be mindful of. And then there's some people who see things in the dark and they think there's a snake, there's a wolf, there's a this. So allaying people's fears, but also getting all the necessary members of the supply chain involved can be quite critical. So maybe talk to us about just how varied, vast, wide the various aspects of the supply chain of creating a glamping experience are, so that we understand the kind of people who will be involved within this expo.
So, I mean, we are looking at travel agents themselves. You know, we are looking at manufacturers of, you know, unique structures, you know, your eco structures, your domes. So we're looking at the tourism authorities themselves, you know, as well as you know, landowners and the suppliers in the value chain. So you're talking tents, you're talking carpeting, you're talking deco, you're talking bed linen. It's a really huge, you know, supply chain. And I think what's more exciting for me is the, you know, SMME element that we bring to it, you know, to the show. We feel that, you know, SMMEs also need, you know, exposure, or, you know, they need access to markets. So we've got that as
and
well.
And sometimes that's a chef or a masseuse who wants to be part of that experience.
100%. It's somebody that that makes soaps.
Yes.
You know, it's somebody that designs, you know, little, you know, amenities for the side tables.
Yes.
So it's it can be your big businesses to your very small businesses. So it can be your artisans as well. So we're really trying to, you know, create jobs, you know, to get the communities involved as well, because often, you know, these glamping establishments sit, you know, among the communities that are often overlooked, or communities that sit adjacent to these big tourism assets but are not, you know, are just merely spectators in the value chain. So we're bringing everybody in, developing sustainable tourism, ecotourism.
Yes.
And because today's traveler, you know, is looking for ways to travel better. You know, today's traveler is searching for how can I make a difference in the communities that I visit. Hence, the expo talks about regenerative tourism. How do we leave the spaces that we visit better than we find them?
Oh, I love where you're going with this, especially from an eco and sustainability point of view. And I think maybe that's important for us also to underscore, because there's a big business opportunity just in that subset. How are you looking to expand on it, not only for your own business, but the partners that you're looking to attract and have on board for the expo?
So, like, we're looking at landowners, for example. You know, travelers are saying, we want authentic experiences. We want farm experiences. I want to wake up and go get my own eggs. I want fresh, clean air.
Beautiful.
So landowners are encouraged to attend so that they can learn more about how to set up their own glamping establishment, so that they can learn about all the laws and the little things, you know, that will get, that they will need to set up their own glamping establishments. So it's the retailers as well. These are the guys that sell us the hiking gear, that sell us the tents, that sell us, you know, the watches and all the accessories that we need. So we're looking at that value chain, manufacturers, tourism destinations. We're looking at lodges.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Let's talk about investment as well, because everything does require capital, especially where small and medium-sized entities are concerned. I might not have a farm, I might not provide gear, but I might be so passionate about glamping and wanting to see other businesses thrive in this space. Where's the capital coming from? And are there strategic partnerships you also have with different tourism bodies to make sure that we highlight this focus in tourism?
I'm actually glad that you asked this question. So we'll have panel discussions as well, where we've invited investors who will then take us through, you know, infrastructure development, you know, how to apply for this funding. So both in the private sector as well as the, you know, public sector. So we've invited government, we invited tourism associations, we've invited your NEFs, your city adverts. So all those funders and funders specifically in the tourism sector. So all will be under one roof, and will help us and especially those people that are very much interested in any, you know, in the total supply chain.
Yes.
You know, how to start, how to apply for that funding, how to access the funding, what you need. So we'll have them as part of the panelists.
What I love about this is that you are cultivating the spirit of entrepreneurship through collaboration, not competition. And I think that's important for everyone to know as they come on board to participate in the expo. So maybe let's underscore that, because that's something you've obviously learned through your experience as an entrepreneur. And how, you know, we can just continue to unlock so many more opportunities through partnering.
I think it's very important. I've learned that throughout my journey. It is people that have been in the tourism industry, you know, that have guided me and led me in terms of my journey and until, you know, I got to where I am right now. So it's very important to never see the next business, you know, as your competitor, because we can work together, and there are so many ways that we can work together. I mean, Gugu, if I can give you an example, we started Glamping Adventures as a just as your what we call
ad hoc. No,
what's
secondary?
When we move around. Oh my gosh. So like a pop-up thing.
Yes, got you.
So it was very entry-level pop-up where we get to a destination, set up our tents, put the bedding and make it all pretty. But when we realized that we have a market, a luxury market that does not really want your entry-level glamping, but they want your luxury five-star, we went to different five-star luxury glamping establishments. In fact, not even five-star, from your three-star up to your, you know, five-star.
Okay.
And said to them, when we are not doing group glamping, we are doing FITs, which is your flexible independent travel.
Gotcha.
So Gugu cannot, her schedule does not allow her to travel with a group, but she wants to travel on her own with a bestie or family. And then we tap into those luxury glamping establishments. They register with us. We put them up on our website. We've got over 500, you know, a database of over 500 glamping establishments across South Africa. Where we just send different people depending on their tastes, their needs, family situation, and that's what the collaboration has brought to us. And it is those people that are supporting the expo today.
I think this is so phenomenal, because so often, again, when it comes to unique spaces, people often think, oh no, you know, there's a competitive landscape, but you actually leverage so much more opportunity through the partnership that you're able to forge. I want to go back to tapping your brain as an entrepreneur, because this evolution of your business, the partnerships that you're looking at, and I love that you're taking it beyond yourself. What does success look like for you at the end of this expo, or the evolution of this expo in the next few years?
I think definitely planning the next one.
Yes.
So I want it to succeed, you know, beyond, you know, anything that I've done. And by the end of the expo, I want to say we are booking the next venue, you know, for the next one. I'd like to see the numbers increase. I want to see confidence in people. You know, this is an inaugural expo. So there are people that are saying we'll come in, you know, as visitors. Maybe next year we'll come in as, you know, as exhibitors as well. So success to me looks like a second installment of the Glamping Expo, and growing it, you know, outside of just Johannesburg, because we are doing Johannesburg right now, taking it to other provinces and ultimately taking it to Africa. It's the first one of its kind in Africa, you know, with the Glamping Expo UK and USA leading the pack in terms of that.
Okay.
And we've really been inspired by those shows, and we thought, why not bring it to South Africa? Yeah,
100%. Definitely needs a lot of support, and I just love the multiplier effect in terms of the entrepreneurs and businesses that can be touched in this regard.
Mm-hmm.
We never know who's listening. There might be someone who wants to experience glamping, someone who wants to fund, someone who actually does have gifts and, you know, provides entertainment, or even everything from the bedding and additional equipment that might be required for a glamping experience. How do they get in touch? When is this happening? And how do they participate?
Oh, yeah. So they can get in touch. So our website is www.glampingexpo.africa. And they can get in touch with us at info@glampingexpo.africa.
Mm-hmm.
We are also all over social media. We've really been pushing the expo. The visitors can go to can purchase tickets. But right now, I'm like excited to share that you know, the comps that are available, that, but they won't last long.
Okay.
So you are going to our website, whether as a visitor or as an exhibitor. We are targeting 5,000 visitors and over 120 exhibitors this year.
Dates?
Dates, it is the 20th and the 21st of June at the Johannesburg Expo Center, formerly known as REC.
Got you. So don't say we didn't warn you. You are forewarned within the next few weeks to make sure that you actively participate within glamping, the Glamping Expo, which will definitely highlight just the phenomenal opportunities that exist in this new sector. And really, perhaps it's not new, but a sector that is evolving and a sector that is also being democratized in terms of access. When I think of how I first got introduced to it, I must tell you, I think about my camping experiences through a school trip and how it's evolved now, where I still like the outdoors, but just with a lot more comfort. And if there's anything that I think we need to acknowledge you for, Sis Kuku, is your robust resilience, but your innovative approach to making a sector and an industry that typically was not always so open to Black South Africans, female South Africans, and democratizing and opening up access. And it's not just exclusive to us as Black females, but you're literally saying this is open to anyone, regardless of your family structure, your race, your culture, your creed, 100%. And even your level of interest.
Mm-hmm.
You can still have the 5-star treatment right underneath the stars. All the best. And congratulations on all the amazing awards and accolades that you've earned over the years. It's been phenomenal to witness your growth. And this is why we do what we do at Kaya Burst, that we can have the opportunity to speak to entrepreneurs like yourself who continue to pay it forward. So thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you so much. Looking forward to joining you next year for your vineyard. A lot of people don't know you won one of the amazing awards of the Verve Clicquot Bold Woman Award back in 2022.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.